The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hello, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
Hello.
Ella May, is that you?
Hi. Yes, this is me.
Oh, the wonderfully talented, amazing Ella May.
Thank you guys for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking the time. So obviously you have this amazing album, Heart on My Sleeve. This is the single we're going to talk about. Tell me about the new music that's on the album and where you got your inspiration from.
Yeah, this is really, and the other two songs that are on the deluxe edition as well, and even just all the songs on Heart on My Sleeve are really just like journal entries almost for me. Like I went into the studio and I really was just saying what was on my heart, and I didn't want to overthink it. I really just wanted to tell everybody exactly how I was feeling in that moment. And I think that's why this album feels also so personal to me, because it really was just like my day-to-day life.
You know what's interesting? When I listen to your music, I feel that. Do you ever feel too vulnerable? Do you ever feel like you're giving up too much in the music?
It's like sometimes during the process, I'll be like, is this too much? But I also, like, I feel like I grew up on music that was extremely raw and like super emotional. And I think that makes for the best music. So I'm like, you know, I'll just put it in my art.
You have to be in order to touch people, because we can identify with it. Even though sometimes you feel like I'm telling you too much about my life, other people can relate. And that's the magic of the music.
Yes, absolutely. So there's no wrong in that. It's as scary as it is.
I read that you grew up in London, and my aunt Sylvia used to live in London. And just to give you a little background history, she grew up in the barrio. Barrio is like a Mexican-American neighborhood where there's not a lot, okay? And she went to London and thought she was real fancy. And she came back and she used to like to flex on us and say she lived in London and have tea time. Is it really tea time in London? Do y'all really do that at 4 o'clock or whatever?
Some people do. I didn't grow up. I grew up in a Jamaican household. So we definitely drink tea and we definitely like have dinner time. But tea time is more so like, it's definitely 4 o'clock. That's correct. I didn't grow up in a household like that.
See, but I knew she was playing with us. I'm like, girl, please.
No, she wasn't lying. She wasn't lying. There are people that definitely have tea at like 4 o'clock, and it's like you have a snack or something. But I didn't grow up like that.
So I know DJ Automatic has a question for you too.
Well, I want to take it back to the music, and I know that this is produced by Mustard, who's produced some of your biggest records.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, how did you get together with Mustard? How did the whole thing happen?
Funnily enough, it was through Instagram. So back in 2015, I was like, this is when Instagram first started doing Instagram videos, and you could only upload 15 seconds. And I was making videos in my bedroom, like singing. And he came across one, and he literally just DM'd me and asked me, like, what's my situation? And I had no situation. I didn't have a manager. I didn't have anything. I literally went to school for music, and I worked in retail. And maybe a couple weeks after he sent me that message, I ended up in New York, and he ended up in New York, and we did a session, and then from there, it kind of just happened. Like, the rest is kind of history. The power of the internet is really a crazy thing.
It is, and see, the DMs can be good sometimes. You know, sometimes it gets dirty in the DMs. Sometimes it's business, you know?
That's very true.
I know you said growing up, you listen to certain music, and I know people have asked you before, but I want to do a little word association. I love your music so much, and I wonder, when I say these women's names, what you think. I just want you to just blurt it out.
So just like a little word
association. Yes, ma'am. Jill Scott, whom I love as well. Jill Scott.
Sensual.
Oh, she is so sensual. She really is. Okay. Adele.
Emotional.
Okay. Sade, which is the name of the band, but you know, it's Helen, but Sade, what do you think?
Just beautiful all across the board.
You can't even say one word for her, right? It's just
beautiful.
Forever timeless.
It's beautiful, but it's like in every aspect of her life, the beautiful exists.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the label didn't want me to tell you this, but I covered your song, Boot Up. I did a cover, and I have been trying to get it to you for a minute.
You don't want
to
hear it.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. Don't do
but
this to her.
Can I email it to your people? Stop. That's my husband,
sure,
girl.
I mean,
see, my husband does not support my attempt to be a vocalist.
Your husband should support you in everything.
Thank you, DJ. I am here,
and I support her on the radio. I support her in every facet of life. Some of us are not given the gift of being able to sing, and my wife is one of them.
May I send my cover of Boot Up to you for your people to play for you? Maybe you can send me a DM, Dana Cortez, and just tell me what you think.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to tell her it's shit, okay?
No, you can send it to us. I'm going to be brutally honest, though, if and when I hear it, I will be brutally honest, but I do
want to
hear it.
Be honest with me, girl, because I've been taking vocal
lessons. Why do you do this to yourself?
I believe in me, okay? Ella
May. Hopefully, I can prove your husband wrong.
You're not going to prove me wrong.
I don't know. But anyway, thank you for taking the time. You are just a beautiful artist and a beautiful soul, and you move people with your music. Please don't ever stop.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, I'm going to get your... I don't know who I need to email this to. I don't know who's the guy. We just spoke to a lovely
lady. I know what people need to do, though. They need to go buy this Heart on My Sleeve and get themselves some good R&B in their life.
Not my single. Ella May single.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Love you, girl. Bye. All right, Automatic, are you ready to play my cover of Boot Up?
Are you sure you want to do this?
Absolutely. Let's play it now.
Okay.
And then we're going to send it to Ella May's people, and she's going to be brutally honest. Like she said, turn your podcast up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feeling so deep in my feelings. No, this ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Ooh, now never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Listen to my heart go by, boot up, diddy da do, boot up. Hear my heart go by, do, boot up. Biddy da boom, it just won't stop and go by. Boot up, biddy da boom, boot up. Hear my heart go by, boot up, biddy da boom, it just won't stop and go. How many ways can I say that I need you, baby? Ooh, I think I might die without you. Feeling all over my body, you know how I like it. Ain't gotta tell you what to do. Yeah, ooh, now I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. Yeah, ooh, now I'll never get over you until I find something new. They get me high like you do.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.